I love you so. Hey, that's what you'll say.
That's what you'll say.
You'll tell me, baby, baby, please don't go away.
Don't go away.
But when I play,
when I play,
I never stay.
I never stay.
So every girl that I meet, yeah, this is what I say.
Hey. Welcome back, everybody. This is, in fact, the one and only Carolyn and Joe Show. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
What's up, Carolyn? How are you doing today?
We're pumping out the jams today.
You requested this song. You requested this jam.
It's my jam.
You wanted to get the beat. You wanted to get the house party going. You wanted to get the block party going. You wanted everyone to just jump up and jive this week.
Dancing in the streets, that's what I call for. Everyone that's listening to this song, they just gotta, like, run out of their car, or run out of their house, or run out of their office building, and go to the street and just start dancing.
You know what?
Don't get run over.
In all truth, when you listen to the Carolyn and Joe Show, comes out every Tuesday, and when you're listening to this, it's probably Tuesday, or it's probably another day, but guess what? You have a case of the Carolyn and Joe Show, and that usually means you're having a good time, or you're just going to hear us absolutely just take apart the whole entire universe, and that's what we do. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening to us speak ahead of time. You know, this is the spot on the internet, our little hidden spot on the internet, in which you guys get to hear what we think, how we feel.
It's called the C&J spot.
That's right, the C&J spot.
Feels so good when you hit it.
Some people can't find the G spot, but you know what? You found the C.
The C and the G.
And the J spot.
Wait, did I say G?
G. C and the G.
I meant to say
it's
J.
It's the C and the J G spot, guys. Eat it. What's the news, Carolyn?
Dun, 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 dun. The news. Reported by Carolyn.
Yes.
We need to have like a little dun, 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 dun.
We can try. We can try.
Dun, dun, dun. I want to have like a typewriter in the background, like old school. It's like, we got the news, boys.
Hey, so what's going on? I know that next week, this Saturday, if you're listening to us on during the week, Saturday, March 3rd, there's a freaking party.
Yeah, there's a party that you can dance in the street with, and there's also a barbecue in a parking lot.
What is this?
Holy moly. It is the premiere of Magic Bullet number 4. If you don't know what Magic Bullet is, it is Washington, D.C.'s comics newspaper that is put out by DC Conspiracy, and we are having our major release party in Vienna at Big Planet Comics in Vienna, Virginia.
That's right.
And everyone should come. It's from noon to 3 p.m. on March 3rd, this Saturday. I'm looking forward to it, and I will dance in the street.
You know, it's a true it's a true fact that I'm a big fan, Joe. Me, Joe. I'm
the J spot.
The J spot of the Carolyn and Joe Show. That I am a fan of barbecue, and I'm looking forward to having barbecue. I remember when I was younger, being able to go to DC with my parents when they used to work at the Washington Hospital Center, and they had like a whole entire Washington Hospital Center like barbecue. It's probably not going to be as big, but that's sort of the only thing I can relate this to right now, you know, because this is happening. This isn't happening inside the store. This is happening outside
in the parking lot.
So we're basically taking over. I don't know what the weather's going to be. It's going to be awesome. But
think about this, barbecue and comics.
Barbecue and comics,
and
exactly.
We're going to be there, and you can meet us there.
That's right. And
In person.
And I do hear for you vegetarians out there, we're not leaving you out in the cold, that there is going to be a vegetarian option.
Which is?
I don't know. Salad?
Or you know what's interesting? Okay,
else could it be, right?
You know, okay, I'm not going to say...
Oh, I do hear there's going to be vegetarian hot dogs there.
Oh, wow. I'm not going to say I'm 100% vegetarian, but I'll say I'm 80% vegetarian. And the weird thing is that, like, if I was a vegetarian and somebody told me that,
yeah.
I would get even, like, more pissed off. I'd be like, so you're 80% vegetarian? Like, it's either, like, one or the other.
You're in or you're out.
You can't, like, say that you're vegetarian, but then, like, occasionally be like, oh, I'll have a chicken.
Yeah.
Like, that's just, like, wrong, you know? I know some people do say that they're like they claim full on that they're vegetarian, but then like sometimes they'll have a chicken like occasionally
because I'm a social vegetarian.
Yeah, I don't know what that's all about, but I like to say I'm an 80% vegetarian, which I know is bullshit, but that's what it is. I really do, because like it's I'm not a full-on vegetarian, but I only eat probably 20% meat.
What is this? What is this 80%? How do you know it's exactly 80%?
I don't know, but it feels like that in my body.
And
so that's why
like
I just call myself 80% vegetarian.
Yeah.
And the thing is like, I can't really document how, or why, but I can tell you when, probably about like a year and a half ago, I just started not craving beef, and specifically like hamburger meat beef. Like I just don't ever want to eat a hamburger. Pretty much probably ever again.
What's the reasoning behind this call to action?
I don't know, like, part of it, I bet if somebody made me, like, a damn good hamburger.
How would you know unless you try it?
I don't know, but maybe if I was to take one bite, and if I was, like, really hungry, and I would be like, oh, this tastes so good, you know? But in reality, like, I wouldn't go out of my way to, like, find a hamburger right now at this point in my life. I'm not against it. But I'm just like, no, I just don't crave it at all. And like, even like when there's an option of eating a hamburger, I'll try to go another route. Like I'll try to have like a chicken burger or something.
So it's not just meat. It's just red meat.
Mostly red meat.
So like duck and all that stuff is, and frogs are all okay.
I don't eat those, but I guess what I'm saying is also another thing that's kind of weird with me and meat, but like recently I've actually been getting better.
What do you mean better?
I'm trying to eat like healthier.
Better? So there's a worse? There's a.
But like, also with my meat, because for a while I was getting like really picky about like big chunks of meat.
Yeah.
Like I just, it's hard for me to like eat a big piece of meat, like a big chicken or a big steak or a big hamburger. Like I like chicken, but it has to be, you know, now I just cut it up in smaller pieces or I hide it.
Yeah.
Like if it's served in with like a chicken salad or something, like that's fine. But like if it's just one big piece of chicken, I don't know what it is. I just have a hard time with it. I can still eat it, but I'll just cut it up in smaller pieces and it takes me longer to eat. It's not as enjoyable. So I like to disguise the meat. Anyway, I know I have a problem with that, I guess, according to some people. But that's just like a thing that's been happening to me for like the past year and a half. I can't really tell you when or why, or, you know, I guess I can tell you when, but I said a year and a half, but, like, I can't really tell you why, how, and all that other janks, but, like, you know, I don't know, part of me is, like, is it the PETA thing? Like, is the animal thing getting to me? Maybe a little bit, but I can't say that that's the exact thing. It's more of just, like, I don't know, my body just didn't, I don't appreciate eating a big piece of meat. I only want to eat a smaller piece.
So you don't like meat. You don't like the big cartoon steak? Like
I
the
do
Flintstones
in, only
or the big
in the cartoon format. But you know what?
If you could eat it in the cartoon format, that's...
Yeah, if I can eat it in the like cartoon format that looks like a rubber piece of steak
with the
that's
big,
hanging out of my car.
With the big fat around
the big fat around it. If I can eat it like that, that would be so tasty. But, you know, we're speaking of the...
Cartoon food always looks better anyway.
It does. We were speaking of the Magic Bullet barbecue, and you were saying that there's vegetarian options, which led me to get to this story and explaining my whole like vegetarian background of 80% vegetarian. Basically
80% exactly.
Basically what Joe and I recently went to Five Guys Burger Place. And you know, I Joe was in the mood for a burger. I was like, okay. And at first I was like, I don't know if I want to go there because you know my whole thing about burgers. And then Joe's like, oh well, they have vegetarian stuff. So I'm like, okay. So like I ordered the vegetarian burger, thinking that it would be something like a Boca burger.
Yeah.
And so like then
well,
when
you gotta think of the options when you do get the Five Guys, you go there and you're like you order like a burger and they're like, oh, what do you want on it? So what happens? So it got to you and what were the choices they had up there? They had what, like a grilled cheese?
Yeah, the choices I had was either a hot dog, which I guess isn't vegetarian, but I would rather pick that.
It's probably the opposite of vegetarian.
Yeah, it's probably like the worst thing
you
could
eat. It's probably
a
sampler platter of all meats.
Yeah, really. Yeah, I know, but in my eyes, I feel like I would, I know this is backwards, but I would kind of choose a hot dog rather than a hamburger. Because it seems like it'd be easier for me to digest or something. I don't know.
Isn't hot dog like the most processed?
It's probably like the worst meat you could eat, probably.
It's like equivalent to like if you make...
I don't even want to know how they make it.
But like to me, when I envision how they make hot dogs, and it's probably incorrect. It's probably similar to how they make like sausages or something. I don't know. Text me. But I always thought it's going to be very similar to how when you're playing with Play-Doh, and you just sort of like mold the shape of the food.
Yeah, and then it just comes out in a big tube.
No, you just press it together and that's how it is.
Well, anyway, I don't really want to actually think about how meat's being made because like I might go like 82% vegetarian or something. I might get it higher.
The percentage wise.
And then like eventually, part of me was like, should I just go 100% vegetarian? But then I'm like, I don't think I can, you know? And then there are some vegetarians like this one guy I work with. he's vegetarian, but then I'm like, well, some vegetarians say that they eat fish. Okay, I don't know the full rules on this, but then he was
What are the rules, anyway?
But then he was saying, I don't eat anything with a face.
If you go to Wikipedia, is there, like, the rules of vegetarian?
No, but I will, I mean, I'm sure they...
So nothing with a face, right?
That's what his rule is. But I've met other vegetarians, as I'm doing the quote sign with my hands, I've met other vegetarians that have said that they don't eat chicken or beef, but they will eat fish. So I don't know what that's all about. But
are they saying that fish is more pure than the red meat
apparently,
brothers?
Apparently, and then I've also heard that people saying that fish don't feel anything when they get killed. But then I'm like, well, they must, because they actually have a soul. I think animals have souls, by the way. But anyway, I mean, it gets into different theories. You're getting into, like, this whole, like, semi-religious thing now.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know. According to this one person I work with, he himself does not eat anything with a face. So, therefore, he doesn't eat seafood.
So, what doesn't have a face, then, that you can eat?
You can pretty much eat...
Because isn't it if you look at certain foods... Or, I mean, not food, sorry.
Like, you can eat salad.
If you look at certain, like, plants.
Potato chips.
There have been plenty of times where I looked at a plant and I was like, there's a face in there.
That is true. You know, pansies do kind of look like schnauzers.
Pansies.
If you look really closely.
Pansies. What a name to give something like that. I guess it went in reverse, actually.
But back to the whole Five Guys thing. So, you know, here are my options is grilled cheese. Hot dog, you know, it's not vegetarian, but, you know, we explained that it would be better than a hamburger, at least for me.
Yeah.
So, but really, it's like, okay, veggie burger or grilled cheese, pretty much. And so, you know, I was like, in my head, I don't know about you, but, like, I make a pretty damn good grilled cheese. So I'm like, why should I pay someone else to make it for me when I can make a pretty damn good grilled cheese?
We gotta talk about what makes a pretty damn grilled cheese later on.
We will. But, you know, like, I kind of am like, I can make that myself. I'm not paying for that. So I'm like, hey, I'll get a veggie burger. So then they're like, well, what like, I was like, okay, here, can I put some toppings on it? And he's like, sure. You know, they have that. If you have ever been to Five Guys, they have this big, long list of all your toppings. You know, the usual, like, tomatoes, lettuce. What else?
Mushrooms, mayo, mayonnaise, mustard.
Onions, you know. And then they have, like, all the condiments.
Yeah.
So, like, I just give out my list and stuff. And then he was like, yeah, if you don't add anything, you're pretty much just getting a bun. And so I thought, in my head, I was like, okay. I thought that was, like, his joke. Like, against vegetarianism type thing.
Yeah.
Like, so, and I expected the Boca Burger to come in.
You expected to have some sort of patty.
Yeah. So then when I actually got it, it literally was... just a bun with lettuce in it. What did I order? Lettuce. Did I have cheese? I can't remember.
There had to have been cheese in there.
So I had lettuce, cheese, one tomato, mushrooms. What else? I don't know. Mayonnaise maybe. And
so I remember there was a point where I was like, man, you should pack that thing with mushrooms. Because
yeah,
like, there's nothing else there.
But like, I honestly thought that it was going to come with a Boca burger. And I guess that guy was literally right. He was like, yeah, you got to add some toppings on it. Or otherwise, it's just going to be a bun.
So it's
That's
like
literally what he said. So I was like, what?
So what you're saying is that.
So what I'm saying is that Five Guys, the veggie burger is literally a bun.
It's not a burger.
It's not even a burger. But then part of me is like, did they like forget the Boca burger? Like on top of that guy's joke? Do you know what I mean?
It's like vegetarian, here's some lettuce. Iceberg lettuce for you.
I mean, like it didn't taste bad, but also like it did kind of feel like something was missing.
Because there was something missing. Because I have a friend, you know, Jake. Jake's been on the show many times and he's a vegetarian. And I've seen him have plenty of options to eat for vegetarians.
Because
he's, I've had when we were going to college, during college times, he was still a vegetarian there, but he had Boca, like, stuff. But he left, like, Boca burgers in my place for some reason. And I was just eating those.
Were they good? See, I don't think I've ever even had one.
Put some hot sauce and stuff on it. It's whatever, you know?
See, because, I don't know. See, like, part of me for the Five Guys thing, if that really is their veggie burger, then honestly, that kind of sucks. And then, like, on top of that, part of me thought, like, okay, that was maybe that guy's joke. You know,
he was joking with you about
then,
like what to get,
and then on top of it, maybe they forgot to put in.
They're like, oh, whoops! Get some fries. Just some fries with that.
Next, but you know what? Next time you ever get a craving to go there, because I know like you probably like 2 times a year.
Should I ask? So what's in your vegetarian options?
Yeah.
Here?
So like I want to actually ask like specifically what the vegetarian burger is. Because if the guy
did it
just
clearly
asked,
say vegetarian burger, or I'm
said,
trying to remember.
I'm pretty
if it didn't
sure.
Just say vegetarian option on there.
I'm not 100% sure. Because I didn't memorize every little thing. But in my mind, I thought it was a vegetarian burger.
It's almost like we should have just gotten like a, what's it called? Mushroom. Like just a mushroom burger.
Yeah.
Or else that would have been like, you know, when the portobello, just one
yeah,
giant
portobello
one.
They're called portobello burger or portobello sandwich or something.
Because like that seems like at least portobello. Because at least there's like a point to the sandwich. You
yeah,
know
you're
what I mean?
Eating a giant
that's
mushroom.
Like that's that like to me was almost equivalent to when we had those fish tacos at that one fish taco joint. And then they forgot to put the fish in it. And it's sort of like,
yeah.
They
gave me 3 fish tacos, but 2 of them were filled with a fish, and the 3rd one was not.
That was a tough situation, too, because you got all the way to the 3rd one, and you're like, I already ate these other 2, but should I complain that there's no fish in this 3rd one?
Yeah.
Because it's like, all right.
Because I felt like, you know, it was kind of dumb to say something, but then I was like, well, I want to, because if I'm paying for this, I'm not going to, like, pay for a fish that's missing. You know, you got to stand up for that. But they did give me they gave me another one, so everything worked out.
Well, at the end of the day, it only makes sense that if you're paying for 3 fish tacos that have a taco that has fish in it, that they should all have fish.
And you know what? I did eat the one that just had the coleslaw or whatever they put in it without the fish. And it was just like the tortilla shell with coleslaw in it.
Yeah.
And did not taste good.
That's what I want.
It was just a tortilla shell with coleslaw in
it. That's what I want right now is a fish taco. I want a fish taco.
Oh my gosh. I've been eating so much fish because of Lent. Even like on
because
days.
Because of Lent?
Even,
you
yes.
You said Lent or Lent?
Lent. Lent. L-E-N-T.
Lent.
Because, you know what, Joe? Like, now we're in the season where basically, you know, as a Catholic, every Friday, I'm not supposed to eat meat, which is good because I'm already not eating much meat anyway. So
yeah.
I'm like, I'm supportive of this holiday, you know?
Well, it's not really much of a sacrifice then, is it?
No, it's actually not, but like...
It's just,
but
actually,
you know
it's
what?
More like, ha, now you gotta
actually,
do what I feel like.
Actually, last Friday, it kind of was a sacrifice because at my work, they ordered Indian food, and I actually do like the butter chicken.
Yeah.
I do like that, and I did not eat it. So that was a small sacrifice. Because, you know, I like that. It tastes good. Those are one that's like a properly done, you know, properly done meat. So I wanted to have some of that, but I sacrificed.
What do you mean properly done?
I feel like that specific restaurant that makes it, they make a really good version of that chicken.
So does this bring up to the point of like, were you trying to bring to the point that that there's no real vegetarian options in like real in real
sometimes,
food places.
Sometimes, like I would find it
in
to
a
be...
burger joint. There's no vegetarian option.
Yeah. No. Well, obviously, I knew I was gonna get into some trouble there, but like
that's like going to Subway
and then not
getting any meat. You just get all the toppings.
Honestly, that's why I really don't think I could pull it off if I was 100% vegetarian.
What if you were a vegan?
Like,
what if you're like Daniel
that's,
Bryan?
That's
and you're
even
a vegan.
Crazier. So basically, he like doesn't eat any eggs because that comes from a chicken. Like,
I don't even know what Daniel Bryan can eat because also he's an athlete, so he has to eat something.
I know, like obviously he must have some
just
like, regimen.
Just gonna have chickpeas
See,
and
but,
stuff all day.
But I feel like you basically end up being like a rabbit or something. Like you just eat salads and. But like from my perspective, like that's fine if he believes in that. But I feel like the full core, like whole, like the 100% vegetarian.
Full core. You made up a new word.
The full core 100% vegetarians and the vegans as well. I put them in the same category. I feel like
But
those
you know they're
people,
not. They're two different
No,
categories.
I know, but I put them in the category of a mindset. Like they live that lifestyle and I think that it's also because they want to like you know supposedly be more healthy and also protect the animals.
Yeah.
And like I feel like in a way it's almost a religion because you're in that mindset of protecting the animals. You know, they, like, wouldn't harm an animal and stuff. But what messes
still...
them up, though, are the people like me that say that they're 80% vegetarian. Or the people that say that they're... what I think is worse, people that say that they're vegetarian, but then they eat meat, when like, once a month. They're like, I do it once a month, because, you know, sometimes it's good to eat chicken. And I'm like, well, but you can't,
like,
say,
you
can't say you're a vegetarian, then. You know what I mean? I think it's really hard at restaurants and stuff like that. I think it would be super hard to be, especially a vegan.
I don't understand.
I don't even know what
I'm not
you
saying
would
that
eat.
Being a vegan's bad
it's
or anything
not bad,
like that.
But
it's, I mean,
it's more of like actually, in a way, I like commend those people because it's like, I know I wouldn't be able to do that. That'd be way hard.
But I know Daniel Bryan chose that way because just for his health, because he was getting sick when he first got into the WWE of just being there, so he had to change his diet.
Yeah, I mean, I guess there's like case by case basis. People have like, I feel like with vegans and 100% true vegetarians,
yeah,
I feel like they have like a real like reason, whereas like everyone else just eat meat like a Neanderthal.
Would you rather people go to become a vegetarian or a vegan to make a stance or just for a health reason?
Because
there's a lot of people that are just like,
I just
it's almost like an activist stance of like, no, you shouldn't eat. You got to protect the animals. I love furry things and animals like that. Don't eat meat. Or like, you know, it's healthier not to. Which would you say is a more proper angle to take
I mean,
on this?
I feel like as long as they are truly genuine about it and they're not trying to be like, oh, I'm so political. You know, like
so the non-political way.
I mean, if they're trying to be healthy, I'm trying to be healthy too. Like, I honestly don't think it's very healthy to eat a big piece of meat, to be honest with you. Because like I've noticed with my digestive system, I mean, I'm not an expert or a doctor or anything, but I've just noticed that like for me, it was getting hard to eat big pieces of meat. And I used to eat pretty big pieces of meat a few years ago, and so now I just look. If I had a big giant chicken in front of me, like it just looks very hard for me to eat, like when it's looking at me in the face like that, face to face.
Imagine eating
and
stuff
also
in Japan.
And also, you know what, a little bit of the animal like thing, like I don't feel guilty eating them, because I come from like the, whenever I heard this from Pixar, that I was watching one of the behind the scenes of Pixar, I forget which movie in particular had it on their DVD, but they were saying use every piece of the buffalo. And that's a Native American, like, proverb type or speech that basically showed that, you know, obviously the Indians ate a lot of meat and they killed their own game. So basically that was their sacrifice to, like, praise the gods, the heavens, you know, what they worshipped. And they, you know, say they killed a buffalo, they would use the skin, they would use the bone, they would use every part of the buffalo,
yeah,
and like fully use it, and then that, like, that was their way of like, you know, they took a life, they took an animal, but they used every part of it. Now for me, I like to use, ever since I heard that, I like to use that with almost everything that I do too. Like I like to use recycled materials, or like try to use every piece of the paper,
yeah,
stuff like that. I'm not just throwing paper away by the poundful like some other people I've seen do, but you know, like, in general, like, when I eat my meat, I would rather have a smaller part of the meat rather than eat a big meat, because, like, I just don't want to eat that much, you know? Like,
so you'd rather
just I just want it small and, like,
so you want, like,
hidden.
That, you want that the charity serving. You want that, remember, like, how you would go eat food at, like, charity auction, charity meals, and it's, like, a real small, awesome piece of meat?
Yeah, I'd rather have that, actually, now. I'd say
what is
back
it? What
in
is
the
that
day,
piece that the, when the, I forget what it's called now, the, when they call it, like, a fancy piece, usually they have it, like, at weddings or something like that, the,
a little piece of meat?
No, but there's, like, a fancy name. I remember saying, like, the, name pieces of meat that are,
filet mignon?
Yeah, the filet mignon. That's always a smaller chunk, but always it's tasty,
yeah, and it tastes good, and then you like you say thank you for the sacrifice. I don't want to overindulge on eating the animals.
Wait, what do you mean you say thank you for the sacrifice?
You would say thank you for, you know, when you say your prayer, you say thank you that this animal gave up their life, and then you eat it, and it tastes good in a small portion.
I mean,
I don't want to overeat the animals. That's what I'm saying. Like,
and, you know,
I think people are way too much about like, oh, give me meat, and it's like they don't think about the lives.
And there are plenty of videos out there that you see, like, how they treat all the animals and stuff like that, like the cows,
I actually,
or the chicken, they cut off their beaks.
Okay, okay.
Or even with, like, the,
please,
when they make chicken nuggets and stuff like that.
I don't want to watch that. The thing is, like, I know that PETA has that, or PETA 2 has some even more devastating ones.
Or, like, how they mistreat elephants in the circus.
And they teach them how to paint.
Yes.
Have you seen that? Well, anyway, you could go all off about the animals, but, like, I think that, you know, if I was to actually sit and watch those videos, I might become a full-on vegetarian.
I mean, there have been several moments.
I have heard of that. There is, like, devastating videos.
I mean, I've seen pretty much all those videos, and there's plenty of times, really, just in my head when I see like commercials or something like that, or when I see food, like on read it on a newspaper or something like that, where I see a burger or something like that, and knowing the behinds of like, well, it's not really going to look like that. A lot of times it doesn't look as appetizing, you know? There's not many, like when I think about it, not really lots of meats look super appetizing.
That's why you gotta stick with like the really good looking ones, or like the filet mignon style.
Yeah, like those sizzling things. Like really to me, it's funny to
or
say
like
this.
Or like those good fajitas.
It's funny to see this, say this, but like the time that where a steak looked the best, and probably this is a weird...
Was the Flintstones.
Was a weird example of this. But no, this is during Gangs of New York with, I guess it was Bill the Butcher, that guy, that character, where he was talking, he had a monologue, but in that monologue, he was like, that's Daniel Day-Lewis too, wasn't it?
I think so.
Yeah, Daniel Day-Lewis is awesome. But basically, while he was talking, maybe to Leonardo's character, he cut a piece of meat, like he cut a steak himself, and then grilled it, and then ate it right in front of him, like from one step after another, and he didn't even cook it for very long either, and he still just ate that thing. I was like, that looked freaking awesome. it looks so delicious for him to just be like, oh yeah, really? And while he's cutting, he's just cutting it right straight off of the cow right there, and then just puts it right in the grill in front of him, and then just doesn't even put it in a plate. He puts it on the chopping block with these crazy ass knives and a fork, and just like, oh yeah, and then just like, there's like a beauty to the way that was done. Martin Scorsese is awesome. So is Daniel Day-Lewis. They made that steak look amazing. Yeah. I want to go online and see that. I don't know. But that was the one time it looked so great. It didn't even look like he cooked it, really. It wasn't really the most cooked steak I've ever seen ever. It was still like red.
Some people like
sizzled,
it rare like
he just
that.
Sizzled that shit. But the thing was, though, it looked like it was super fresh, too.
Yeah.
Probably back in the Gangs of New York this time. I mean, his name is Bill the Butcher. What else is he going to eat? I think that's his name, Bill the Butcher. If I'm wrong, text me.
So speaking of all this meat, come join us at the barbecue. The DC Conspiracy release of Magic Bullet number 4. Again, it's on March 3rd from noon to 3.
That's right. And there will be a vegetarian option. Yeah, so the Oscars the Oscars happened the other day. So you had some pretty awesome predictions throughout the whole entire...
Yeah, like, I mean, I didn't have a, you know, one of those checklists or anything that... some magazines put out and all that, but I was keeping score, like basically like predicting off the top of my head who would win.
Now, did you already know all the information going into the Oscars? Because this is the, I don't know if this is the first time, but this time more than other times, I was completely clueless who even got nominated.
I didn't know.
The only thing I knew was Rooney Mara was going to be there.
But I basically got 20 out of the 24 categories correct, which I think is pretty good.
That's pretty good. You won the Royal Rumble.
I also won the Sheamus prediction of the number 22 entrant winning the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's something else I predicted also. I forget what it was now.
The Santino is going to win.
Oh, yeah. Santino is going to win that special spot in the what's that called? Hell in a Cell.
It's funny that like the whole time where I was sort of, because I had a real bad headache while watching the Oscars, but something in my head, like I didn't really search, I wasn't online during the Oscars, because there was something in the back of my head that said like, if I go online, it's just going to be a bunch of people just complaining about every little thing.
Yeah,
that happens. And I just, I was just sort of, you know, and that might be what we do on the show as well, but at least you can hear our voice.
We have an outlet.
Yeah, you can hear our voice and we're not just hiding behind words. I'm making a show for you. But I just remember because you sent me a link to CM Punk's interview with Rosenberg before that on Hot 97.7, I think. And he was saying that like a lot of people were already complaining about the Jericho. There are people were tired of the Jericho and CM Punk, like their storyline. And then Punk was like, we haven't even done anything yet. You're not even giving us a chance. And I feel like that's what's happening is people don't even give things a chance
to play it out
or already, you know what I mean? It's sort of like, just go into the Oscars, you know, going into it, people are already like, they're already slamming it. They're like, blah, 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 this, fuck the Oscars. I'm going to do this instead of the Oscars.
Even like now, like people were already slamming it. They're like, Billy Crystal, oh, jokes from the 90s. You know, like stuff like that. And I'm like, he didn't do horribly. You know what I mean? I like to see you actually go up there and like do it because, you know, it seems to me whoever's hosting the Oscars has to have like enormous like performance level.
And what do you gain from that? Actually, at the end of the day, I mean, I get a big payday, but like people will still in the most highly critical
association. It's almost
like
you'd have to be on stage all the time to host that award show.
Yeah.
To me, it seems like.
And what was that interesting story you said about James Franco last year too? That Jonah Hill, which was one of my favorite moments of this year, was just seeing Jonah Hill for some reason.
It was like Seth Rogen. I was listening to his interview on Howard Stern, and he was like talking about behind the scenes of like Franco. It was almost like he kind of knew that he was like getting into trouble during rehearsals. I guess people weren't writing things like specifically for James Franco, and I don't know. I mean,
They just expected him to improv throughout the whole thing.
I wasn't there, but like James Franco is not like he's a comedy actor, but he's not like a stand-up comedian. So to me, that's like a different.
Is he a comedy actor?
No, I would actually just categorize him as an actor.
Yeah,
but he does sometimes comedy. But you know, to me, it's like that's different than stand-up.
Because I've never actually thought of him as a comedy, like a Seth Rogen.
No,
he was always played a straight man.
No, but he has been in like some of those comedies like that.
But that's what I'm saying. He's a straight man in the comedy.
When I saw him at New York Comic Con, what was he promoting? That night one?
Yeah, Your Highness.
Your Highness. So that was a comedy. I mean, he was in like a few comedies. Or like Pineapple Express and stuff, but he was pretty much straight man. He wasn't like, ha ha ha, James Franco, he's a funny dude.
Yeah.
I mean, he probably is a funny dude.
I mean, in Pineapple Express, he was the not straight, he was the laugh guy in that
Yeah,
one.
But it's like more of like a stoner style. But like, I really do feel like the Oscars last year was trying to go for a younger vibe, obviously, with the hosts. But this year, it was almost like, hey, let's take it back. You know, let's go old school Hollywood and bring in Billy Crystal again. Which I thought was fine. Like, I thought he did a good job. In all honesty, this was, like, probably the best Oscars that I can remember in recent memory. I mean, I was actually really happy about James Franco last year, but now when I look back on it, I'm kind of like, I mean, he didn't do the best job.
I mean, like, also at looking at the winners this year, I wasn't really upset about any of the winners. Maybe Meryl Streep. Because I was always pro Rooney Mara lately. I don't know why, because I just liked her character a whole lot. And also Michelle Williams, I'm always a big supporter of that. But when I saw Meryl Streep or Glenn Close, like, up for that, I was like, even though Rooney Mara or Michelle Williams is nominated, I was like, it's either one of those are going to win it. I mean, that's the way the night was.
Hopefully, the younger actresses will have their spotlight when you know, hopefully their career will sustain. And
but, you know, you want to be given the, you know, of course you want to be given the Oscar for the not, I always feel weird about when people get performances that are just due. They're like, well, he deserved that because he already did these great ones, like the Scorsese, how he got it like after forever, after making many amazing films, you know? So it's always like, should you give someone an award now? Like when they're doing their best work, or later on? Because really, I feel like when you give a person an award now, it's sort of like, okay, that's the peak.
Well, it's also one of those
things. Where's Halle Berry now, right?
It's one of those things, too, where like when people die, then everyone remembers them, and they're like, oh my God,
and then they
get
an award, right? Then they get an award.
They get like a post-mortem award, and it's like,
who's going to accept it? Woody Allen wasn't there, did he? Wait, Woody Allen won for best screenwriting, right? Screenplay?
I don't remember, actually.
I think he did. Because, like, Angelina Jolie stuck her leg out and accepted the award.
Oh, my gosh, that was the best part. Angelina's leg. Let me tell you. I don't, like, love her or hate her necessarily. In general, I probably have a, you know, positive opinion of her.
Well, what's wrong with her?
There's nothing.
Is there anything wrong with her?
There's nothing wrong with her, but the little, like, there's just little things. Like, she's a little freaky. There's, like, the whole background with, like, Billy Bob and, like, her, Billy Bob Thornton and her, like, you know, she's wearing his blood, and then he was wearing her blood. It's a little odd, you know? Like,
but that's so 1996.
It is old. It is old news. I also don't really love Brad Pitt that much. You know, I guess, like, more, like, I hear more about, like, her, like, lifestyle choices than her actual movies. So I'm like, I kind of wish that you heard more about her movies,
What movies?
I don't know what movie
what has she done
she's
lately?
She's done Salt.
Oh, yeah, that's Salt.
I mean, and she did another thing after that, and then that one about, like, the journalist Daniel Pearl.
Oh, she also did Wanted.
I mean, she's done movies, but you just haven't really heard about them much, and, like, you hear more about, like, her kids, and then she's adopting, and UN.
And charities and all
and,
that.
And, like, I mean, and I think actually that... She's I think a world actually person. Her charities are very... Actually, I know she gets a lot of talk about it, but I actually think that's... She does probably a lot of work for charity, and, like, that shouldn't be frowned upon.
I mean, it's a good write-off, you know?
Yeah. But anyway, like, there are good things to her, but then there's also a few things about her that's a little odd. You know? Like, more so of her past, I feel like.
Yeah.
But back, you know, so I don't have a negative or positive opinion of her. If I had to pick, it would be more positive than negative.
It's funny because when her career first started, she was naked a whole lot, but the bigger she got less naked.
Yeah, and so, but I will say, when she, like, has that slit dress, and
she walked out, and you see that one big slit.
She stuck her leg out, and also, like, if you look at all the pictures of her on the red carpet, because I looked up later on, she has her leg sticking out, like, posy for each one of them, and I was like, damn, girl, you can work it. You know what I mean? Like, it's almost like she, it's ballsy, too, because it's also like, hey, she's just going to go out there and do it and flaunt it.
Yeah.
And I actually like that. Like, I don't know what other women may think of that, or they might think that's off-putting.
But it's also like, yeah, it's ballsy, but she has confidence. You know, she knows.
Yeah.
She knows what's up.
I will say, honestly,
that's a power couple right there.
And not to slam her at all, but her arm was a little thin.
Well, her leg was a little thin, too.
Her leg I didn't mind as much, but the arm was pretty thin.
I mean, recently she's always been pretty slinky of a person anyway.
She has been, but like, and also it pains me to even say that because some people have said that about me. And it kind of hurts because I'm like, yeah, I eat too, by the way. You know what I mean? Like, it's like they make like a little comment that makes me feel like I'm anorexic or something. And I'm obviously not. Like, yeah, I would never try to throw up.
But
or
also,
whatever,
there's a difference, though, because seeing people on screen, it's like, or on camera in general, you know, there's a lens modification.
Yeah.
What happens
when 10 pounds.
So when someone's really, when someone looks skinny on in front of the camera, they are pretty skinny. You know what I mean?
I mean, but Joe, honestly, her arm was a little skinny.
Yeah, remember her arm in Wanted on the poster? It was skinny there, too. She's skinny. You know?
Yeah, it was basically like a bone.
Why don't she... I feel like she's lean. She doesn't have bulk. I feel like she probably does... She seems like it's... But for some reason, it doesn't seem like anorexic. It just seems like highly extensive...
No, I wasn't accusing her of being anorexic.
No, but I'm saying her leanness looks like just hardcore like yoga. Or like in that type of, not like bulking up, but just like really like wire strong, you know?
And then she
went there, stuck her leg out in the big dress.
Dude, that leg.
But then afterwards,
awesome.
That would have been great, but that moment itself was great, but it's only as great as the commentary that happens afterwards with the winners that come up.
Yes. And also, you know that guy that was like mocking her with the leg?
The shaved head guy?
You know who I think that was?
Who?
The dean from Community.
Was that really? If it was, that would be Dean. No way. That would have been amazing.
I'm pretty sure. You might want to look it up because I was like thinking about it and I'm like, oh my God, is that him? I think it is.
He really popped that pose, man. That was awesome. He popped his hip and stuck his leg out.
It was amazing. I think that put Angelina over more, as well as creating a joke, and also I heard that Angelina took it all in stride, which was awesome.
You have to, because she knows.
No, but like she knows, and I'm sure she probably thought it was hilarious.
Anyone who doesn't know what they're doing and be like, oh, it's out, they're so full of themselves, you know. Like someone who can actually be like, you're in on it, you know, that's amazing.
Yeah, and I thought that Angelina was awesome. But speaking of the Oscars, we have a question from a listener.
We do?
Yes.
Are we going to answer it this time?
Yes.
Sorry, guys. I know we always miss the chance to answer your questions. We always get a whole bunch of questions, and we always just run our mouths for a whole hour or so.
All right.
Let's do this.
This is from Al. He says, I have a question for the podcast.
For the Carolyn and Joe Show podcast?
Yes. Are the Academy Awards really important? Why do people go so crazy for award shows that they actually have no part of voting for or influencing the outcome?
So we're going to have two separate answers, right?
Sure.
Okay, well, that you go first.
So, okay, why are the Academy Awards really important? That's the first part of the question.
Is that why, or is it are they?
No, you're right. It's are the Academy Awards really important? And I will say, yes, they are, because you need to celebrate things. I think it's good to celebrate movies. I know about, like, all the swankiness and all, like, the buy-ins for, like, oh, support my movie for your consideration, and then they end up getting, like, you know, vacations and stuff. You know, I've heard the tales. But if you look beyond it, I'd rather have a celebration of it than not. And also, you kind of need to have that prestige and, like, put over everyone. I mean, it's Hollywood. I guess once you know the inner workings of it, it gets to be less and less mysterious. But I feel like we do have to reward people for the work that they do in motion picture industry. So I would say, yes, they are important. What is your answer to this question, Joe?
I honestly think that the Academy Awards, you know, and this is probably a different perspective than what I was like in college when I was going through film school. when we're all like, fuck the Academy Awards, we know they're all fixed and stuff like that. Who cares about that? And at the same time, we're all like, we need to be there one of those days.
Yeah, it's, so it's like, you can't really have both sides.
I personally think like this. It's like, I think the Academy Awards are super important. And it, probably the same exact reasons that you say. I mean, there are the negatives, but the idea of the Academy Awards is great. You know what I mean? Because though I hate contests, though I hate all of that, but whenever you do watch the Academy Awards, it's also a sense of like, these are what movies are, man, because they present it in such a classy manner. And there's that, there's such that way that you let awards and movies and all these things can go in such a trashy thing that you sort of need like that tier of types of awards.
Yeah, I felt it was very classy, like specifically this year, like the 2012 Oscars, like everything was so classy about it and every presentation was so classy. Like the stage was beautiful. And specifically the floor I was like in love with. But on top of that, like say if you watch like some crappy like People's Choice Awards, like I feel like Academy Award just put prestige over it. Yes, the Academy members are voting. And yes, you know what? Some of those Academy members have not been actually working in the industry for 20 years. You know, so it is old school in that term.
But also like, yeah, it could be elitist at the same time. Like, oh, these are the best. Because how can we really list, oh, this is the best movie. This is the best
like,
anything.
Really says?
These guys are amazing. Hands down, they're the absolute grace and whatever all that. And that could... And that could suffice to say, like, oh, the winner doesn't really matter. But I feel like it when you...
It's just an honor to be nominated, Joe.
But also, I feel... Yeah, it's an honor to be nominated, but at the same time, it's like... What bad has happened, really, when someone's given an award of that makes them feel great? Or makes them feel like the hard work is...
Well, you know, because, in the Grammy Awards, sometimes Soy Bomb will come out and start dancing.
No, but see, like, I feel like people need that. I need... people to be like, oh, I love your show. Oh, it was the best one. You know what I mean?
But
like,
don't you
stuff
think
like that,
that, like, the Oscars compared to any other award show is always, like, so much more prestigious rather than
Oscars,
getting, like, a surfboard at the Kids' Choice Award or something?
The
you
Oscars
know?
Are freaking amazingly prestigious. You know what I mean? And, like, the technical awards never really get as much respect, but I thought it was great that they put them in the front since, you know, that's also what I think. And highly respected because those are the guys that really do all the freaking hard-ass work. You know what I mean? Yeah, you can, you know, the actors and stuff like that. Yeah, they do that. They put the, and that's what's great about this is that, like, you have a whole bunch of people out there like, yeah, I'm an actress. I can do this. And they fucking are not. You know what I mean?
It's all talk. But then if
but
you see
these guys, these
like
people,
Michelle Williams.
Yeah, so it's a reminder that these people
that's
are
high end.
These
man.
People are really actors and actresses. And it's good to be able to see that. Because if it's good for all this exposure to happen that this is the quality. Because you can go out there and be like, oh, I thought like, you know, did we think, you know, like you need to know that movies like The Artist exist, that there are fantastic movies. And yeah, people are going to say like, oh, this crappy, I never saw it. But it's just, you gotta put it over, you know?
All right, here's the second part.
I hope that was a good answer.
Why do people go so crazy for award shows that they are actually have no part of voting for or influencing the outcome?
It's the same
type of thing.
Well,
but,
no, it's the same reason why like people do the same thing when they're with a sport.
They're
team.
Like, oh man, the Redskins scored. You know, as if they're like part of the team.
Well, yeah, that's what they need. They need something to connect themselves with. They want to live through it too.
And I feel like it's also at a like with the in terms of the Oscars, it's at a national level. It's like, why do you connect with anything? You obviously want to be a part of something, even if it's a small club. Like, let's say you join the kite flying club. That's local, like, yeah. It's something that you're into. You can go out on the weekends and meet people and you do that. Like, it's kind of like why become involved with anything? I mean, obviously I personally don't have a direct connection with the Oscars, but yeah, there were some things I was rooting for. I was rooting for Hugo and The Artist because like those were the two films that I actually saw and supported in the theater and I enjoyed them. And like, unlike any Oscars in previous memory, like I just remember some like horrible in my eyes films that like I wouldn't want to actually go check out, maybe even based on subject matter.
Yeah.
Maybe they were actually decent movies, but I just wasn't into the subject matter, perhaps. But like, you know, I remember a lot of times seeing the Oscar winners and I was like, seems like, I remember a few years ago it seemed kind of old, like some like old English stuff that was like, oh, the Bloody King England
but
or something. And I was like, I don't know if I want to watch that
but
movie.
Also at the same time, I feel like it's Super Bowl level, it's WrestleMania level. It's like you need these annual things to watch, you know what I mean?
It's kind of like the spotlight for a day out of the out of the whole world, there's one day that's based on movies. And I enjoy movies, so it's good to watch.
People really, you know, of course, the saying is always like people want the unattainable. And to be at that level is sort of unattainable for the people who sit home and don't even work their ass to do it, but they can complain about it.
Yeah, I mean, you know even I mean? Like...
But they're watching it.
Even like with Angelina.
They love watching it.
With Angelina, I know that there's like a lot of like women that probably don't appreciate that or be like, oh, yeah, she's skank. She's showing her leg or something. I don't know what they say about her. But like, it's also like, well, look what she's doing. Like, she just made her leg famous.
Yeah.
Like,
what was the question? How is it...
Here.
Is it, like, really important?
Like, is it important that we're not connected with them directly?
But why do people go so crazy for award shows that they actually have no part of voting?
I mean, yes, I am not able... I'm not an Academy Award member. Like, I can't vote for that. But then again, like I said, the other option would be, like, People's Choice Awards. What's like, I'm guessing that we could probably vote for that. Like, would we have to text and then spend a dollar to text and say, oh, I want Justin Bieber to win? You know, like, that, like, I feel like is kind of bullshit,
it feels
too.
Trashy
because
to me.
It's also, like, who knows who's just sitting there clicking a button.
I also solely believe in the unattainable being very attractive. So you watch the Academy Awards, right? It's like, that's how do you get a seat in there? You know what I mean? How do you... That must be expensive. That must be impossible. You got to be on the guest list. So you're watching it because you know you can't get there. It's like just like when you go to a sold out show anywhere. You're like, I wish I was there. So of course we're going to watch it and we're going to go crazy for people who actually get to have step a foot in there. It's just like the same thing where anyone on Facebook or whatever, where they're like, oh my God, I got this. You know, like I got tickets or I got this. I'm now cast in a feature film. All the people who are jealous... really, then they start going like, oh, I wish I can do it. I wish I can do it. And they watch, and now they want to pay attention to her. So maybe it's based all on jealousy, wish fulfillment, jealousy. They just want to be there, you know, and that's that's why they watch it. They go crazy. They want to be part of that.
I won't say I'm jealous, but like, you know, like when I look at Angelina, like, I'm like, I wish I could do that. Like wear a pretty dress.
But I'm saying
like,
that's what makes
stick
it
stick my leg out like
I'm,
that.
What
you
I'm
know?
Saying
like,
is that that's maybe that's what makes it attractive is that we're not there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's why we watch anything. That's why we watch sports. Oh, I'm not there because if you're to go crazy and be part
like
of an event.
If you were at the Super Bowl, it would be a different matter.
Yeah. You'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm there. But, you know, I guess you would still go crazy. And also, it's an event. You know, and also, the more prestigious an event, the more it's like, oh, I got to check it out. I don't know what the ratings are. Who knows? The ratings are the best or the worst, but it doesn't matter. It was still the number one watch thing of that day. You know what I mean? They can say it was the highest or the lowest, but it was still number one watched show on that night.
I mean, I felt with Anne Hathaway and James Franco, they really like promoted it like, also, big time. Whereas this year, I really don't think they promoted it as well as they could have. But I felt like the movie quality this year was like phenomenal.
But at the same time, people across the world don't really watch the best quality.
Oh no,
they watch the digestible stuff.
Now,
which is fine.
Was Girl
That's
with Dragon Tattoo nominated for Film of the Year?
Best Picture?
I have a feeling that it wasn't. And that bothers me, though, because they can do 10 movies. You know, they changed the rule the other year so that they can have 10 movies. But this year, they only had 9. So it's like, why didn't they add Girl with Dragon Tattoo? It's kind of weird, though. I don't know. I'm not a member of the Academy.
I mean, so. I haven't seen War Horse, but it was everywhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But also, I feel like at this point, it's like the way everything is designed, it's designed to be talked about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Definitely.
That's how it goes. But at the same time, it's like I didn't have a bad time watching it. I mean, I didn't have a fantastic time watching it, but there were great moments. And again, like Rooney Mara was awesome.
So,
so
best dressed, did you have any?
Yes, Rooney Mara.
Rooney Mara is in my top three. I have my top three in no particular order is Michelle Williams, Rooney Mara, and Angelina Jolie.
Well, I liked Rooney Mara because, like, again, she stood out because it was she really was sort of a standout because it was a different representation.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, she looked very similar to like an actress from way back, a silent film actress from way back in the day. Not for don't know her name because I'm not going to really remember her
you
name.
Know
Someone text me
you
on
know
that.
What I found out about Rooney Mara that my mom just told me like really right before we recorded the show?
Uh-huh.
She said that apparently her family is like very wealthy. And
yeah, she's like the New York and the...
Yeah, her grandfather owned a football team. I forget which one. And yeah. then her dad actually owns the New York Giants or yeah. something
so
like
she's
that.
In a good
I did
position,
not know
though.
That. But so I guess she grew up like going to the games all the time.
But also what I think is really interesting about her is that like she played completely off type. She's usually like the old prissy girl, nice girl, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Or you know, in that but then to play that role she had to completely flip it over. And then she almost personifies that like in her like she couldn't lose that character, so that her playing Elizabeth Salander basically like became her, like look wise. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's why she's still rocking the dark. And I guess she still will for a couple more years.
What is her normal hair color? I've never, like, I know, I haven't seen her.
Her look almost reminds me of the same realm as Candace Bailey.
Okay.
Like, she still has that sort of, still, like, thin frailty about her when she's looked at like that. But now she has that sort of really dark toughness.
You know who else looked good? I'll put in fourth place, Mila Jovovich. I don't remember. How do you pronounce her last name?
Jovovich. Yeah. She always
She basically, the reason why she's not in my top three, which she, you know, she probably could be, but the reason why I don't put her in there, it's almost like that she looks so good and like so classic that she didn't stand out enough versus like, you know, Angelina's leg was more gimmicky.
Yeah.
You know, like, so it's like, okay, Angelina like will stick in my head more. So.
Yeah. And it's always like the one with the guys, they always wear tuxes, modified tuxes.
With guys, it's like really like, hard to go wrong.
But I say to you, you know, anyone who was wearing a shawl collar that night was awesome. That's a good choice. That's the way to go, I feel like. Because the other one looks too much like a suit, so I always like the shawl collar. If anyone doesn't know what that is, that's basically not the triangle cut. So basically it looks like you're wearing a shawl.
You're so fashionable.
Fashionable male. Brought to you by Joe. Yeah, so Rooney Mara wins mine.
Did you have any other favorites? Or?
I don't need any
basically
other.
Basically her.
I mean, I already... Michelle Williams and all them, they're great. Rooney Mara all the way on that. Well, there you go, guys. Hope you enjoyed that show. Barbecue this Saturday.
Oh, and don't forget to vote for Curls.
Vote for Curls.
Week 4 of the Cartoonist Studio Contest.
Yes, week 4. So
we
check
made it to week 4.
Week 4, guys. So remember, March 13th, Magic Bullet Barbecue, 12 to 3. Check out straightproductions.com, producing the show every single week. Support our sponsor, Curls and Curls Studio. Catch y'all later.
Adios.